Welcome to Square Gators, the local harness racing show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening locally and around the world in the world of harness racing. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by local harness racing identity Daniel Hibbert on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sports Show. We're in Square Gators, my favourite show of Saturday morning. Of course, it's the racing show with Dan Hibbard. But before we talk racing now, Dan is a very keen cricketer. In fact, he's called for 1FM in the past, particularly the Haseman Shield finals. He's done a magic job of that. And I know outside of racing, that's Dan's other passion, cricket. And Dan, I just want to touch on the sad passings in the last 24 hours of Rod Marsh and, of course, Shane Warne. Just absolute tragedy.
Yeah, the morning, Stats. It's terrible news this morning. I was asleep and woke up to head back home this morning and after calling last night. And, yeah, it was the first thing that came up on my phone that Warney had passed away. And it was, a bit of certainly a shock and obviously way too soon. But to have two legends of Australian cricket from two different eras pass away in a short space of time is very tragic. Obviously, Rod Marsh was certainly not in a great shape after the heart attack last week, and obviously the prognosis wasn't great for him after that. But to lose him and then to lose Shane so quickly, soon after, it is just absolutely horrible. And it's a sad day for cricket fans, not only in this country, but certainly all across the world.
Now, you're a little younger than me. Did you get to see Rod Marsh at all play, or was that a bit before your time?
Yeah, he was a bit before my time. Only just. He would sort of finished a few years before I sort of can start remembering watching cricket, so he was a little bit out of my vintage, but certainly Shane was clearly a part of my cricketing life, a huge part of my cricketing life. He was playing while I was started out and developing, and to think that he had the impact that he did on the game of cricket as far as being a leg spinner is concerned, when we think back to the 80s and it was all about fast bowling. You had the West Indies with all their quicks and you had the Aussies with theirs, and spinners were sort of...
They were just a fifth bowler, weren't they?
Well, they were. They weren't. There wasn't... they were just sort of picked just as a different option. But he changed the game and he changed the way people thought about cricket. It took him a little bit of time to get into the swing of things once he started playing, but from once he was able to build his confidence and his skill set, it made him a force in the game. And to think that people, kids everywhere playing cricket in the backyard, went from sort of wanting to bowl bouncers and heat to wanting to bowl leg breaks and wrong-uns. It just shows the impact that the guy had on the sport across the world, and particularly in this country. And it's just so sad that he's gone as soon as he has. I mean, I think he sent out a tweet, not long before his passing about cricket and about Rod Marsh's passing. And to think that he was gone soon after that is pretty sad.
Yeah, no, thanks for that, Dan. Your thoughts are... Yeah, it's just a tragedy. What do you say? I mean, I was growing up in the 70s. Obviously, Rodney Marsh was my favourite of all time. I wanted to be a wicketkeeper because of Rodney Marsh. He was actually the first wicketkeeper for Australia to make 100. And, in his own way, he shaped wicketkeeping in this country as well.
He absolutely did. He certainly did. And you're right with that, making the first 100 as a wicketkeeper. I think he only made 3 in his career.
Yeah, he did, Dan.
That's a big impact on the sport for wicketkeepers to actually be able to make runs. And his impact on the sport is as great as any Australian cricketer. And to lose those two, it's just to think that they went in the same sort of day is quite quite sad. And It's a horrible time to be a supporter of cricket in Australia.
And just on the harness racing scene tonight, of course, we've got Melton, nine races there, but Menangle is pretty big tonight. Four Group 1s, one Group 2, one Group 3. The headline act, of course, the Miracle Mile, mate.
Yeah, it is. It's a great night of harness racing up there at Menangle. I think the meeting was looking a little bit dicey there for a little bit of time with all the weather up there and the flood waters and so forth. Obviously, the major floods are a little bit further north, but the rain that they've been having in Sydney, Menangle's certainly not the greatest raining area for water and that sort of thing around the track, but they've been able to make sure the meeting goes ahead, and you're right, it's an absolutely brilliant meeting. I'm certainly looking forward to the Miracle Mile. I think the barrier draw has probably made it a little bit less entertaining than it might be, but we've certainly got a couple of stars in the race, and we've got a Victorian who could really shake things up in Bondi lockdown, so it will be interesting to see how it all plays out later on tonight.
And you see, what you said there shows a bit of my ignorance when it comes to harness racing, because I just assume that harness racing is all weather, bar a hurricane, but basically all weather.
Yeah, I mean, the tracks are designed these days to they can take a fair bit of water. What you'll find is that the tracks, if steady rain is good. Steady rain, they can race on quite comfortably with steady rain if it just sort of, you know, comes in and showers and so forth like that. The trouble you get with the cambers on the corners is when you get really torrential rain, really heavy rain, it washes the surface away quickly. Because it's just sort of the weight of the water just pushes all the surface down the camber, and the straights are generally okay, but the turns you get these big ruts in the track which are really difficult to get out. So the flood waters that they've had probably won't cause too much damage. It's just a matter of being able to get into the joint, I guess, more than anything. But they're going ahead, and it's great to see. And obviously there's the been a lot of rain up in Sydney over the last week or so.
And just before we get on to the week that was in harness racing, you calling it Sandown, you've got the Metropolitan duties for the time being, Dan, for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, moving forward, actually, it looks like it might be a more permanent gig than just that, which is great. Sandown are really keen for me to call their Thursday night Metro meeting, and after calling the Cup, Melbourne Cup last year. So they've been happy to get me on board. Had to do a bit of juggling around with work and obviously the trials here at Sheps now sort of taking a bit of a back burner because of the clash. And I can't thank the club, Shepherd and Harness Racing Club, enough for their support over the last 2 years and continuing to do the radio show and making sure people are aware of what's going on across the GV in harness racing. But yeah, a lot of changes going on, and had a big night Thursday and called the Horsham Cup at Horsham last night, which was a great race as well. So a lot of calling, a lot of good racing, and really enjoying it.
Mate, you're going to be the Ronnie Hawks all of the 21st century.
As long as I'm not as big as him by and even Jim Sims and things like that, I'll be fine.
Or me, Dan. He's actually skinnier than me, so steady up.
I actually saw a photo of him at the track there at Sandown the other night, and obviously it was a long time ago, but he was a big guy back in the day, certainly.
Yeah, he has lost a bit of weight, to be honest.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
So let's get into the week that was, Dan, in relation to local harness racing.
Skinny week. When I say skinny, there hasn't been too many winners across the board. But what's been the big thing is the quality of the winners that we've had. So it's been a really positive week from the good racing perspective. We go back to Menangle last Saturday night. Just Hope won the New South Wales Oaks for Russell and Nathan Jack in a mile rate of 154.9. $71 on the fixed odds, so it was a huge price winner. Got the job done. She has always been a nice type, has been racing in a lot of the elite races as a two-year-old filly. It was quite surprising that she got out to the quote that she did on the fixed odds, but did the job well. It was a bit, the conditions by this stage of the night were pretty average, but she got the job done, so well done the connections. Nathan's having a, an amazing run of form since coming back to the cart, and continues to drive winner after winner, and that was another Group 1 there for him on Saturday. Melton, the other Group 1 victory on the Melton was for Aldebaran Crescent for David Aiken. James Herbertson took the drive. This was in the Gold Series final of the Lynn McPherson Breed for Speed, 156.5. She's a really excellent trotting mare. She's one of the best trotting mares going around, and she earned another Group 1 victory there on Saturday night. Got the job done brilliantly. James Herbertson filling in for Josh Aiken, who was up at Menangle, got the win there. He's had a couple of Group 1s over the last few weeks, and he's driving exceptionally well at the moment. The Horsham Cup on Sunday, it was a very wet Horsham Cup. Mark Pitt took the winning drive on Our Millionaire, 157.6 the mile rate for Emma Stewart, led all the way. Another one, Mark's come back to the cart after an extended layoff and is driving exceptionally well. Hasn't quite got to the heights of Nathan Jack at the moment with the big wins, but he's been driving a lot of winners across the place lately, which is good to see. Kilmore during the week, Cheeky Filter for Donna Castles was a 159 mile rate winner. No superstar, but is a really good bread and butter horse and continues to race well. And My Golden Eagle is another winner for the Aiken stable. Josh Aiken taking the drive this time, $4.20, the winning price there, 21.6 was the mile rate. The card at Shepparton on Wednesday night, good nine race card there. Have You Met Daisy won the first race, the three-year-old maiden. Nathan Jack took the drive for Matthew Martin. Really tough performance. Sat Park, well, three wide to the death, and then was able to power on and did a very good job to winning 156.4, 15-metre victory there for it. Christian Jazz came from well off the speed for Michael and Jack Law to win the second race. The 10-year-old doing the job well, won it narrowly over Lasting Bond, who flew home for second, 156.1. The third race, the trot, was won by Double Helix, who got up on the sprint lane for Kate Hargraves and Jack McKinnon. Come On Carly ran second for Darren Rowney and Nathan Jack. Probably a little bit unlucky, just sort of drifted out under pressure late. Good run in that race was Fire and Grace for Mark Lee and Stacey Towers. It's certainly one to follow going forward. The fourth was won by Janali, who finally broke through for a well-deserved victory. This mare's been a bit of a gunner horse for some time, but she finally was able to do the job for punters on Wednesday. Craig Turnbull, Mark Pitt, again took the drive, led all the way, $3.40 and 157.1 the mile rate. Fifth race on the card was a thrilling finish. Favourite Highlight got the job done for Glenn Bull. $13 it paid on the tote, 159.1. Just beat Punt for Pleasure and Wendy's Watching. Terror of Loxley brought up another win for John Nissen and Rebecca Bartley. $6.50, 159.7. He's a nice four-year-old. He certainly doesn't win out of turn at the moment, but he's building a nice record, and he was able to win comfortably there on Wednesday. Zubiri for Colin Duncan and Chris Alford won the seventh race, and it was able to get up on the sprint lane and charge through late. It was a really good drive to get the spot behind the leader, and there was a fair bit of pace on through the middle half and able to get up on the inside late to win in a mile rate of 156.7. Maurice Bonus won the eighth race for Sean Kittle and Mick Bellman, favourite leading all the way, got a very easy time out in front. And the last race was won by Sandoval for Terry and Taylor French. It was a French Quinella with the stablemate Pinnacle Hope just running second. They went 21.5, another leader-dominated race there in the last at Shepparton. Yesterday at Yarra Valley, Laura Crosland and Damien Wilson took Cool Rocking Daddy down the road, and it got the job done in 159, paid $10 on the tote. A really nice dividend there for Cool Rocking Daddy. Been pretty consistent, and another victory there for that guy yesterday. So that was the wrap. Plenty of top-end winners there during the week, a couple of Group 1s and a Horsham Cup victory there for Mark Pitt. So plenty of good results across the harness racing community of the GV over the last 7 days.
No worries, Dan. That was fantastic. We're going to go to a sponsors break. So are we going to have a look at the meeting at Melton tonight, or we're going to go to Menangle, or we're going to do a bit of both?
I reckon we might do a little bit of both. We've got the multi at Melton tonight. I reckon there's a little bit of a local flavour in the multi. We've got a quaddie down there, and we'll have a look at the big race up there tonight, the Miracle Mile as well.
No worries, Dan. We'll do that all in about a minute from now.
All
Get healthy, get active, get connected, get moving with Greater Shepparton City Council's Activities in the Park program, featuring over 200 free and low-cost activities for everyone to enjoy. Like Get Moving on Facebook, follow Get Moving on Instagram, visit getmoving.shepparton.com.au or download the free Get Moving app to find out more. Download the activities calendar via the website. Activities in the Park is proudly presented by the Greater Shepparton City Council.
1FM's sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
Super Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
It's 11 minutes to 11 o'clock on your Saturday morning on the Super Saturday Sport Show. We're currently sitting on 22 degrees, searching for a high 25 today. And I have Dan Hibbard to try and find us a winner this evening. I think we were unlucky in the Maldi last week. I think we had a scratching in one of the legs, Dan.
Yeah, we did, actually. It was a late scratching. I did pick it up on Twitter during the afternoon that Golden Sunset was going to be scratched. Had an elevated temperature, so no good raw connections there. But we'll try again tonight with the quaddie and the multi tonight at Melton.
No worries. Let's have a go at Melton tonight. 9 race program.
Yeah, good part of racing. Certainly all the eyes will be on Menangle with the big races up there. So still some good racing going on at Melton tonight. The first race is at 7 minutes after six at the DNR Logistics Pace. And the first leg of the multi is in the second race. And I, for the life of me, I don't know how it's at this price at the moment. And it's race two, number one, Sunita's Strength for Nick Blackmore and James Herbertson. $2.80 is the current price that I can see. I think he's an absolute star mare who gets a really good opportunity to break through for another victory from the pole draw. I think that'll actually suit her because there's a fair chance that Zigzag Zoo, number three, is probably going to try and find the front. And if he does, it's every likelihood that it's going to end up behind the leader. She was beaten about 15 metres last time at Melton, but was well in the mark. Just didn't have any luck in that race. She ran a creditable third in the Vic Red Platinum Trotting Mare's final the start prior, where she had absolutely no chance of winning the race. She drew outside the back row. The favourites drew the front. They walked an easy first half, and it was just impossible for her to win. She gets the right draw tonight. I think she's a really good chance, and even if you just wanted to take her out as a single bet, I think $2.80 is a really good price for her. I would have thought she could start a little bit shorter. So the first leg's race two, number one. The second leg is race three. It's the TAB Premier Stakes. This is for the two-year-olds. Probably a little bit difficult at times to line up some of the form, but this guy's having its first start. It's number five, Viking, for Rodney Lakey. It's had a couple of trials, and it had a really good trial the other night at Shep, where it was able to win. Now, it's got a few quirks. It can be a little bit scratchy at the start. I think that will just come with improvement and a bit more maturity as it sort of goes to the races a bit more often. It wasn't stirred up or anything. He just wanted to hop and skip a little bit in the early part of the score-up. But he's been supported on the fixed odds already. He's about $5 into about $3 now. And I'm thinking that he's going to be really hard to beat. He showed good gate speed in the trial, so if he finds the front, he's going to be really hard to beat. So the punters have certainly latched onto him very early on in the piece. So the multi is race two, number one, Sunita's Strength, into race three, number five, Viking. You'll get around about $8.90 thereabout.
Yeah, $9 if you sort of, how do you do it, you upsize it, whatever you call it. Power it.
Powered up, all that sort of
I'm thinking of McDonald's, mate. I want to go get something to eat. I'm hungry.
look, I think that's a good price. And as I say, you might even get a little bit better at the jump. But as I say, I think Sunita's Strength is a really good chance in that second race, and looking forward to seeing how that multi plays out. The quadding tonight starts on race number 5 at 7 minutes after 8. I went one out the first leg with Hi, My Name Is Jeff. I think he picks himself, really. His stage is probably going to be Yankee Gold, but this guy's just in a really rich vein of form at the moment. He's been back to the trials the last few weeks. He hasn't had a race start since the 5th of February, where he won at Melton. I'm expecting him to return to the races as a clear top pick. I thought his trials have been ticking over nicely. So he picks himself first leg of the quaddie, number 2 only. Second leg, I went 2, 3 and 11. Short price favourite, his Vintage Cheddar for Kate Nandy Gath in the trot, in the market, free for all. It's drawn 11, which probably just concerns me a little bit. It is over the 2200, which certainly does suit. I threw in 2, 3, and 6 2, 3, 6, and 11, in the second leg. I had Berletic, who gets a good draw. Rack 'em Up Tiger Pie is another one who gets a decent draw. He hasn't had any favours his last four runs. Western Sonnenville's I just hope he can find some form. I reckon he's getting out to a pretty ridiculous price if he gets the right sort of trip. And obviously number 11, Vintage Cheddar, you have to have the favourite in there, and he could potentially be too good for them if he gets the right sort of trip. The third leg of the quaddie, I went 1, 2, 10, 11, 12. Tricky race. The three major chances have drawn 10, 11, and 12. But that does make it a little bit harder for those pair. But I had to throw in the 1 Art of Xing Li, who does like to get out and lead, and it's a fair chance of doing that. And also with Total Eclipse number 2, I thought had a nice draw. And it's burned up a couple of points already from a big price in already. So 1, 2, 10, 11, 12 in the third leg. And the last leg, I went 1 out, Vacation Hill, number 5. I think it'll just be able to slide to the front and be just too good for them. The second in the Breed for Speed Gold final behind Aldebaran Crescent. Doesn't see that horse tonight. Probably the main hope is probably going to be Wobbly, who starts from the inside of the second row. But I think Vacation Hill's just finding some good form, and I've decided to take it 1 out in the last leg. So a couple of one-outers in the first and last leagues, and a bit of trying for a bit of value in the middle. First leg, 2 only. Second leg, 2, 3, 6, 11. Third leg, 1, 2, 10, 11, and 12. And the last leg, take 5 only. That will cost you $20 for 100% of the dividend of the quaddie tonight.
And $5 will get you 25%, Dan.
Bang on, yeah. Good bet just to sit back and enjoy what should be a good night at Melton. We have a look at Menangle tonight. There's some super racing up there. Obviously, the Miracle Mile is the feature, but we'll quickly go through the other features on the night. There's a couple of obviously Group Ones on the card. The Trotters Mile, probably not the strongest field, particularly when there's not a lot of Victorian trotters up there. Temporale has gone up, the New Zealander. Chris Alford takes the drive. It's been well supported on the fixed odds. Probably the one to beat. Tough Monarch's probably the only other legitimate danger from the pole, but you would expect those two are going to be able to fight it out. The New South Wales Derby is race number 5. Leap to Fame was a really good heat winner from last week for Grant Dixon. Expect it to go well. Major Perry gets the pole position. Draw's got to be some sort of hope. And Tim's a Trooper was super in the innings heat, but it draws badly. We'll need a fair bit of luck in the race. From a Victorian perspective, Hot Deal, Celestio Matuka, he's a son of a gun, and Captain Ravishing, along with Lightning Dan, are the chances. So a number of Victorian horses in the race, but they're all going to need a little bit of luck. The Ainsworth Free For All is the consolation, the horses that didn't get into the Miracle Mile. Stylish Memphis was probably very unlucky not to get into the Miracle Mile after winning the Ladyship, or the Queen Elizabeth, as it's now called. Backed into $3.30 and favourite here for this race tonight. I expect it to go really close. Like a Wildfire is probably really good value, I would have thought, number 5. I reckon he's a fair chance in that race, so expect him to run well. The last of the group ones is the Miracle Mile. And look, the draw probably says the King of Swing just wins, but Spirit of St. Louis has just been absolutely airborne of late. Bondi Lockdown's run in the Chariots of Fire was, you had to see it to believe it. If he gets any sort of luck whatsoever, he's going to be really hard to beat. I think any other draw other than having King of Swing drawn one would have made it a little bit more interesting, but if he leaves and gets an easy quarter anywhere during the race, he might be all over. But hoping for an exciting race, and I reckon Bondi Lockdown, he's out to about $8.50. He might be the each-way play in the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, I reckon King of Swing could be vulnerable from the pole.
Well, he might be. Very hard to, I know he's won the last two Miracle Miles, but it's very hard to lead all the way around Menangle, particularly if you do go ridiculously quick. Now, I don't know whether that's going to happen, but if there is a fair bit of speed on, something with a cold sit could certainly run over the top of them. Spirit of St. Louis has just been absolutely airborne, and, you know, if he gets a bit of cover, he can certainly spread over the top. It's an intriguing race. I don't think it's a lay down that King of Swing wins it, but I just hope there's a bit of tempo on to make it a bit of a race.
Group 1 at Flemington today. The Australian Guineas, Hutotso is the favourite. The Blamey Stakes, Zaki, is the favourite there at Flemington. And, of course, at Randwick, we have the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes and the Group 1 Guineas there with Animo in the Group 1 Guineas. And locally, we've got the Wangaratta Cup today. I suggest you take Race 7, Number 8, Strategic Fill at around 20-1 each way. Was disappointing last start at Colac, but it is a Hanging Rock Cup winner this year.
Look, it's a great day of racing everywhere across the country today. My tip's Profondo in the Guineas, the Australian Guineas. I reckon he's a huge chance this afternoon.
No worries, Dan. That's where we'll leave it.
No worries, mate. Have a good weekend. Put many winners.
Thank you. That was Dan Hibbard and Square Gators.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.